There was something very special about this last July Crimson Moon weekend. It's Monday morning, and this veteran spanker is sitting at her computer with fingers poised to hopefully capture and encapsulate a weekend filled with special and clarity-provoking thoughts. Perhaps these feelings were highlighted by the fact that this was indeed my first, and now the only Crimson Moon July that I will ever attend. Our gracious hosts, Yoni and Mike, made the event run smoothly and efficiently. It was filled with many characters I was happily already connected to. It was then sprinkled with Crimson Moon veterans who don't seem to spend much time in my territory west of the Rockies. You know who I'm talking about, guys. As well as a completely new collection of faces and personalities that captured both my heart and my kinkiest of mindsets. But before I enter that trough of memories, for fellow attendees to blissfully remember, or for those of you who are not lucky enough to attend, to hear about and perhaps aspire to, I know that right now the after-party blues are weighing many of us down, and I want to reshare a post that might help us all with that dilemma. Sweet and brave friends, I hope it simmers the boiling emotions, both good and bad, and I hope it makes the transition back to our vanilla lives more palatable. Peace be with you, and remember, there will always be more play in our future. Stay tuned for part 2.